The Museum of Me by Ellen Ullman. Years ago, before the internet as we know it had come into existence, I think it was around Christmas in 1990, I was at a friend's house where her 9-year-old son and his friend were playing the video game that was the state of the art at the time, Sonic the Hedgehog. They jumped around in front of the TV and gave off the sort of rude noises boys tend to make when they're shooting at things in a video game. And after about half an hour, they stopped and tried to talk about what they'd just been doing. The dialogue went something like this. I wiped out at that part with the ladders. Ladders? What ladders? You know, after the rooms. Oh, you mean the stairs? No, I think they were ladders. I remember because I died there twice. I never killed you around any ladders. I killed you where you jumped down off this wall. Wall? You mean by the gates of the city? Are there gates around the city? I always called it the castle. The boys muddled along for several more minutes, making themselves more confused as they went. Finally, they gave up trying to talk about their time with Sonic the Hedgehog. They just looked at each other and shrugged. But what had happened to them, each in her own electronic world, resisted description. Like the boys, the two women fell into verbal confusion. How could they speak coherently about a world full of little wordless pictograms, about trails that led off in all directions, of idle visits to virtual places chosen on a whim click?